Good morning. We're continuing with Yodim Klal Samaches Simin Chaf Hey, and we're talking about the concept of saying L'shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu. So it's quite well known that this nusach was not introduced till the time of the Rizal. The Rizal, and subsequently the Shlomo, advocated for saying this phrase of L'shem Yichud before doing a mitzvah. The Nod of Yehuda in Tuchu was. Responds strongly against saying it unless a person is holding by a tremendous madrega of knowledge in Kabbalah. But for the general populace, the general public, it's not something that they could say. They do not understand what they're saying, and there's room for misunderstanding some of the concepts which are there, and therefore it's inappropriate to say it. Neither one is arguing against the idea of saying Hinei Muchan Mezuman, which many times the paragraph is written together, both parts of it. The Rabbi Yehuda's concern is only with the phrase where the person says, "L'shem Yichud Kutcher Brichu, V'shkinte B'techilu Rechimu, Yachad Shem Yud Hey, together with Bevov Hey, B'Yehuda Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael." That sentence. He's not having a problem with the Hinimuch and Mezuman, which comes afterwards. The Nod of Yehuda continues in his tshuva, and he says that it's not really need to say it to argue that that's necessary for the purpose of making the mitzvah be done lishma for the right purposes. So he feels that there's a concept of stoma lishma which applies to mitzvahs, he adds that as an argument, as a possibility argument for yes saying it. An explanation why he feels is not necessary. But his main objection to saying it is because the concepts which are there are not concepts which are really for the average person to get involved in and say them. In general, the approach of the Hasidim has been to say it, to follow the direction of the Rizal in this regard and to say it. But it's interesting to note that the Dibur Chaim from Sanz, and therefore those who follow the Dibur Chaim, do not say it because of the objections of the Nod of Yehuda. So it's not monolithic that all of the Hasidim say the Shem Yichud. What is the concern that he has So he has a concept known as being, he's concerned about the possibility of people misunderstanding it and being what's called Koitzeitz Benetios. Koitzeitz Benetios means to cut something off, branches off of a tree. If you look at the Bershom's Hashpah to the Bria as a tree, and the Bershom has different branches, different vehicles, how he gives this Hashpah to the Bria, he gives his goodness down to the Bria through this process which is described in the Kabbalah, etc. If a person would focus on one of those elements and not see it as being part of the bigger picture, he's cut it off from the tree, from the trunk, as it were. And that's the form of Avodah Zorah. He's looking at something having its own existence, its own koyach, not directly connected to the source. Whereas somebody who's knowledgeable in the world of Kabbalah understands that that's not true. A person who's not so knowledgeable reads this and sees that there are different ways of koyachos that Hashem put in the Bria and starts seeing them as being independent, chas v'shalom. And that's his concern, his primary concern with saying it. This is a general concern with the concept of what's known as spheres. These various different points. The Vilna Gaon is on record that they quote from Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says that he was against saying the Shem Yichud, but on the other hand, there are Tamidim of the Vilna Gaon who apparently did say it. We would have to assume that they accepted that it wasn't a concern. I do want to point out that the general approach of the Hasidim, they put a very big dagesh, a very big stress on the importance of preparation for mitzvahs. So this should be seen in the broader context. The idea that a mitzvah shouldn't be done, like the Chayyim says, all of a sudden without any prior preparation, there's a tremendous amount of stress on the importance of hachana for tefillah, as opposed to just jumping into the tefillah. So that's something which I think we can all benefit from and all learn from. This idea that the Shem Yichud presents. One other point which everybody would agree with that really the idea that we say b'dechilu rechimo is Aramaic for with love and with fear. Every mitzvah that we do with love and fear. The last point is what's interesting is both the language of l'shem yichud, which makes the mitzvah lishma, and hinei muchrim zumin, do not say explicitly I'm mechaven l'shem mitzvah. They do not say exactly that I'm doing this kashet tzivani bari. The one exception is the person puts on tefillin, so the paragraph which we put on putting on the tefillin, hinei mechaven. He says, there we say explicitly, I mean, Mechav and the Kaimitz is Bari Kashet. So there the person says explicitly, I'm doing this in order to fulfill my creator's mitzvah, putting on tefillin. That really would be the preferred way to say the Shem Mitzvah, Mechaimitz is Shem Kavanah. And a person can say that on the Sukh himself without having to follow a prescribed prior version. When the Chayyim points out, Hinu Humzuman is really more a declaration of preparation than actually saying the Shem Mitzvah. And the Shem Yichud has these other concerns. But a person can say before that he's doing mitzvah, the Shem Mitzvah, or think that he's doing the Shem Mitzvah, you don't have to say which mitzvah it is, mitzvah's Bari, all these ideas would be the preferred way to mimikayim this concept of mitzvah Shichus Kavanah. But again, the point over here of the Chayyim is not so much the mitzvah Shichus Kavanah, which he spoke about earlier, but rather the concept of prior, not jumping into mitzvahs suddenly, but giving prior preparation to doing a mitzvah. Have a good day.